Welcome to the Exceptionally Irresistible Show, featuring conversations with people who have demonstrated exceptional success in their lives and who have some irresistible qualities worth learning from. Come learn how others have created an exceptionally irresistible life. You too can live an extraordinary life, both personally and professionally. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. Remember, this is a show that highlights very unique and super talented individuals. These are people who have accomplished some incredible things in their lives, making them exceptionally irresistible. But here's the thing. Everybody's story belongs to them. It's their story. And oftentimes, they share their story in order to inspire people like you and I. I get super inspired when I hear a story that I find some kind of relation to. And so today's episode is going to be a little bit different than what you are used to. Today, we're not going to be highlighting anyone in particular. Rather, we're going to be doing something like a recap of the last few episodes. We hope to do this every 5 episodes or so in order to really drive home the purpose and the message of what this is all about. So before we move forward, I really would love to share this with you. Take a moment and close your eyes. Okay? I want you to picture this and imagine this. You are sitting on a chair. This is a rocking chair. The rocking chair squeaks every time you move or it rocks. You look down and you see these uneven and cracked cobblestones or cracked concrete. Once again, you are looking around and you are seeing all kinds of older individuals. You yourself, you're probably in your 90s, you're reaching 100. I wish you longer. But you're looking and you're seeing these older individuals. People with walkers, people probably in wheelchairs, other people sitting on creaky and squeaky rocking chairs. And here you are, surrounded by these individuals. Some people are moaning, some people are groaning, some people are laughing, some people are smiling. There's all kinds. To the far distance, you see a nurse. And this nurse is mopping up something. Seems like maybe urine. I know, it's gross, but happens in these kind of environments. And it kind of smells. It's not the most pleasant place to be in. You are so much more happier to be outside than to be indoors. The hallway smell of that chemical that is constantly cleaning up all the gross stuff that's happening in this environment. One day, your son comes over to visit you. And your son has in tow his little 6-year-old child. And that child climbs up onto your lap, looks up at you, and says, "Grandpa or Grandma, what have you done with your life?" And you ask yourself this question, what have I done with my life? How am I supposed to answer this child? And perhaps that child takes you back to a time when you were 6 years old. When you were that age and you sat on your grandparents' lap and you asked that question. And if it didn't, perhaps you wonder to yourself now, what would my life have been had I asked that question? And you recognize and you realize that by answering this question, you are going to have a profound impact on this child that is currently sitting on your lap and that you're about to respond to. And so you're unsure how to respond, Because, well, look at the surroundings. What have I done with my life? I want you to hold that thought and keep your eyes closed while you ponder and see this vision. I don't mean to frighten you and I don't mean to scare you off, but this is a profound thought if we really just take a few moments to actually ponder. But hold on. Let me change a few pieces of this story. You're sitting on a chair. This chair is a lawn chair. It is one of those quality, good wooden, you know, nice lawn chairs. It's pretty comfortable. It has some padding. It's really nice. Once again, you're 90, 100 years old, and you're lying down on this lawn chair. In your right hand, you're holding your beverage of choice, your favorite drink. And you're looking down and you see beautiful manicured lawn. The grass is perfectly evenly cut. It is a stunning, stunning back garden yard. You're looking out and there's a beautiful view. Perhaps you have an ocean or mountains or whatever it is that you enjoy and that you like. And you look on over and on the fellow on this other lawn chair, there's your spouse, your loved one, your significant other. And you're looking around and children and friends and people are all there playing and having a good time. And you're really enjoying this space and it's beautiful and it's really well kept. It's all yours. You worked hard for this. You've achieved it. Now, when your child comes running over, your grandchild comes running over because the ball has just rolled over towards you, and he just wants a hug from grandma or grandpa, climbs onto your knee and looks up to you and says, "Grandma, grandpa, what did you do with your life?" And you see, at this stage of life, we love, and when a child comes and talks to you in this kind of way, the child becomes totally irresistible. The question I have for you is, what's the exceptional story you're going to tell this irresistible child? What is that exceptional thing that you could impart as wisdom to this child? And the secret and the key to the answer of that question is all in what we do right now. It's all in how we are right here, right now. And the individuals that we've highlighted so far, and the individuals that we will continue highlighting, are all about that. So open up your eyes and enjoy the remainder of the next 10 or so minutes of this show, of this episode, in order to really think to ourselves, what is that unique gift that we have within ourselves? That God-given gift, as Trey Bolin was talking about, what is that one thing that I could tap into and that I could share with the world? You see, for me, that story that I just shared with you is my why. If you're the kind of person that wants to sit on that decapitated, squeaky chair, great, that's your choice, and it's your answer that you're going to answer your future generations. But if you want to leave a legacy and you want to have an exceptionally irresistible story to share, that's what I'm all about. That's my why. And if you share any form of connection to that why, this show is for you. And what I have to share with you is for you. And so you're encouraged to reach out to me as well. But the point here is that how do you become exceptionally irresistible? And there were, so far, the incredible guests who spoke to exactly that. I know for a fact that Bob Berg is going to leave a legendary story. I know for a fact Tracy Barson is raising her beautiful little child in a way that that child is going to have memories for the rest of his life. Trey Bolin dedicated her life to her family and to her husband, to her children, to her extended family, to the homeschooling community. And Don, right? He's helping so many students and so many people, as well as being dedicated to his family and taking care of his daughter and taking care of his wife. And you see, these people have a driving force to come true to who they are and what's important to them. And they make their decisions based on that. And this is your opportunity to learn from these incredible individuals, to start applying it to your life just as well. You see, you do have a God-given gift within you. It's on you to uncover and discover it. What's your why? And famously made by Simon Sinek in his book, you know, the Start With Why. Finding that why is going to start the process of bringing out who you are. And when you are true to yourself and when you own your why, you get this confidence that you're able to walk into any room and shine that room up. And yeah, you could be an introvert, but you're going to be able to walk and talk to anybody in any networking opportunity, in any networking event, to any potential client, to any potential collaborator, to any potential anything that's going to help advance your life. And the moment you are able to tie your why to the other person's why, that makes you attractive. And that brings the people towards you. And that brings people to want to work with you and do business with you. And that helps not only your dream to come true, but their dream to come true. People will relate with your story. People will relate with what you have to share. And that's the point. As Tracy Barson was saying, I don't care about whether people like me or not. The point is, this is all I got. And this is all I have to share. Some people will relate. Some people won't. Some people might want to sit on that squeaky rocking chair, whereas other people much prefer sitting on that manicured lawn, on that lawn chair. Some people want to look around and see old decapitated people, whereas others want to sit around with their loved ones and people who they care for. It is the precise decisions and actions that we take today, the collaborations, the relationships, the everything that we do today, and how we communicate that to other individuals with authenticity, with confidence, with a clarity. And how much of ourselves could we give over to somebody else, as Bob Berg was talking about, as being a go-giver? You're not just being what they call in Yiddish a shmate, right? Or something of like, you know, you're not being used out, but you are a candle. You are a light onto other people. And just as a candle never loses from its own light, so too, you don't lose by giving other people. When you give value and when you have an impact on somebody else in such a way that that person feels moved by you, you become exceptionally irresistible. And here's the thing, a candle is a candle. It cannot change into anything other than just being a candle. And a candle, by its intrinsic nature, is to be a light and is to light other candles. That's the point. You are born exceptionally irresistible already. Nobody needs to tell that to you. Nobody needs to show that to you. You just have to discover it within yourself. And you're able to extend that exceptionality, whatever the word is, onto the people who are in your immediate surroundings. So if you're a leader, if you're a business owner, you could make your entire business, your entire firm, your entire, wherever you're working, an exceptionally irresistible environment, a culture that works together, a family, a community. People who come together on such a level where they look out for each other, where they join each other on such a level that your pain is their pain is your pain. Your win is their win is your win. And the results are astronomical. An environment where everybody's looking out for each other and everybody's collaborating and everybody's working and everybody takes ownership over their responsibility gives you, the leader, the freedom to have your business running in such a way that you're not playing policeman. And you could focus on what Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy talk about in their books. They have a series of three books. The one is called Who Not How, The Gap in the Gain, 10X is Better Than 2X. All these three books, highly recommended. But in that book, they highlight that you could focus on your 20%, on your genius. You see, studies show that the majority of leaders and the majority of individuals who run their business are too busy putting out fires. They're probably 70 to 80% of their time is being spent on things that they absolutely do not love doing. Whereas instead, they could be focused entirely on their zone of genius, on their true, authentic who they are. They could be focused on that. And they could have so much more fun in their job, so much more fulfilling, and they could do their job so much better. Let me tell you the hard truth. The only reason why your business isn't at the place it needs to be is because of you. And you haven't authentically looked in the mirror and said, what is it about my business that I'm just so good at, others are so good at, and how could I make it all talk and flow? And the moment you start highlighting your strength, and the moment you start highlighting everybody else's strength, your business will take a 360 turn for the better. And that, my friends, is what's called exceptionally irresistible. And that's what this show is about. And I hope you're taking the value of all the guests that we're bringing to you to see this, to get encouraged by this, to get inspired by this. This being the message of being exceptionally irresistible. This is my entire life purpose, is to go into businesses, is to go into real estate firms, is to go and help individuals who are struggling with creating that exceptionally irresistible environment in their businesses to make these collaborations, not just with your own teams, but also with exterior teams, other places. You could work so much better when you're avoiding the competition, when you're not part of a competition, where you're part of a co-opetition, as I've heard in a few other places. I love that word because it's all about cooperating. There's enough money and there's enough reward for all of us in this world. There's an abundance of it. And guess what? If we ever run out of money, money will get reprinted. Money will grow. It's just, this is what happens. And here is where I encourage you to listen to these stories, pay close attention, and draw inspiration that your business environment can be the same. Your life can be the same. Your relationships can be the same. This is what it's all about, my friends. This is what this show is about. This is what I'm all about. I hope you find value in this, and I encourage you to reach out and to have that discussion. I'm here. I'm available. It's free to have just this discussion. You are invited to have a discussion about how your business can also be exceptionally irresistible. My name is Jeremy Kirkus. I'm the host of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. This was another episode. Thank you so much. And we hope to see you next week for another incredible guest and more incredible stories. Thank you so much and have a great day. That's it for this week's episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. What has inspired you to take action in your life? Take action now. Take the first step, share it with a friend, or write it in a journal. Subscribe and share this episode, and remember, you too are exceptionally irresistible.